15 Minute Mondays, your kickstart to week high energy 15 minute episode on the success blueprint. I'm your host, Daniel Greg Johnson. Let's get right into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back on the Success Blueprint. And it is 15 Minute Monday time. And we don't waste time on 15 Minute Mondays. So let's get right into it. Today, I want to talk to you about cultivating consistent creativity. I'm sure you know how it feels. You wake up one morning and suddenly it feels like your creative spark has vanished. I've been there many times in my creative career with photography, with podcasting, but also in coaching. Ideas aren't flowing anymore. And you feel this struggle to come up with your next piece of art, with your next idea, your next project, and how you're going to handle it. Does that sound familiar? Well, in this episode, I want to talk to you about how to crush the creativity block and reignite your inspiration. I want to explore just a couple of common causes on creative roadblocks like stress, lack of motivation, or feeling stuck in a rut. But don't worry, I give you proven strategies and techniques to get your creative juices flowing again. From brainstorming and mindfulness practices to changing up your environment, I want to provide you with some tips you can implement right away to tap into your creative potential. And by the end of this episode, you will have some actionable strategies to cultivate consistent creativity in your life and work. So let's get ready and dive into it. The first thing is to understand creative blocks. Creative blocks often stem from fear of failure, fear of not being good enough, fear of judgment. When fear consumes your mind, it's nearly impossible to open yourself up to creative flow. And that is not always correct. Sometimes people need that to be even more creative, but for the broad masses, that doesn't apply. So the first step is acknowledging these fears and giving yourself compassion. Talk good to yourself. Be gentle with yourself and understand that every creative experiences blocks from time to time. Some other common causes of creative roadblocks include a lack of inspiration or motivation, stress, anxiety, perfectionism, or an unsupportive environment. If you're feeling uninspired, expose yourself to new ideas by reading books, engaging in conversations, or pursuing new hobbies. To reduce the stress, practice self-care through exercise, meditation, or yoga, or something like that that you enjoy. And don't be afraid to step away from a project for a while. Taking a break can help you return with fresh perspective. So let's discuss some practical techniques to reignite your creativity. There are several techniques you can use to overcome creative blocks. Brainstorming, either alone or with others, helps you generate ideas. Set a timer for 10 or 15 minutes and write down any thoughts that come to mind without judgment. Mindfulness practices like meditation, deep breathing, and journaling help you quiet your inner critique so you can tap into your creative flow and your maximum cognitive abilities. Another useful technique is free writing. Set a timer for a certain amount of time, like 5 or 10 minutes, and write whatever comes to mind without stopping. Don't censor yourself or worry about grammar. Just let your thoughts flow on the page. This will help you overcome perfectionism and reconnect with your creative self. You can also try using creative constraints, like writing a story in 6 words or drawing a picture with just 3 lines. Constraints force you to push past your usual patterns and access new ways of thinking. And with regular practice of these techniques, you can cultivate consistent creativity and move past even the toughest creative blocks. Trust me, I've done this many, many times before. It's a really powerful way of overcoming those blocks. Have patience with yourself. Start small and stay open to renewed inspiration. Your creativity is always there. It just wants to be unleashed again because it's covered with all the things that are going on in your head maybe or in your life around you. So you just have to break through that. And what we talk about here is the tools that you can use to do so. This is all things that can get you stuck. And then you have to understand how to get unstuck. I'm sure you heard this many times. So here I want to share some techniques to reignite your creative spark. Change your environment if necessary. Sometimes your physical space can negatively impact your creativity. If you always work in the same spot, a simple change of scenery can do the trick. Try moving to a new room in your home or workspace, working outside in nature, or visiting a coffee shop. I work a lot from coffee shops because they inspire me. A new environment exposes you to different sounds, lighting, and energy that can stimulate new ideas, and also new people, new opportunities, new networks. You have to take regular breaks. It's easy to get stuck in a rut when you laser focused on a project. Take short breaks to rest your mind. Even stepping away for a few minutes will help. Do some light exercise like yoga or stretching. Make a snack or call a friend. When you return to work, you'll have a fresh perspective and renewed mental energy. Find new inspiration. Seek out new sources of inspiration to stimulate your creativity. Read a book, listen to interesting podcasts, scroll through social media, or visit a museum. New input exposes you to different concepts, stories, and ways of thinking that can spark unexpected ideas or solutions. Make inspiration seeking a regular habit to keep those creative juices flowing. I say it over and over again, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness practices like meditation, deep breathing, and visualization are great for overcoming creative blocks. Spending just a few minutes being fully present in the moment will help you clear your mind of distractions and brings renewed focus. A calm, open mind is the ideal state for new ideas and aha moments to emerge. Try setting a timer for a couple of minutes a day to practice mindfulness. Your creativity will thank you. It will get you into a flow state. So how do we cultivate consistent creativity long term? Building creative habits and making them stick requires dedication and practice over time. To keep your creative spark ignited in the long run, focus on a few key areas. Set aside time each day. The most important thing is to schedule in time each day dedicated solely to creative work. Start with just 30 or 60 minutes a day of uninterrupted creative time. Put away distractions and let your mind wander. Even if you don't feel inspired at first, making creativity a habit will help the ideas start flowing. Find your creative workspace. Having a designated workspace for your creative time can help you get in the right mindset. It could be a home office, a studio, or even just the corner of your living room. It doesn't matter. Create something where you're comfortable and where you can really enjoy your creativity. Make the space inspiring by including natural light, your favorite books or art, fresh flowers or plants, anything like that will help. A comfortable chair and a proper desk or table are also very important. Your creative workspace doesn't have to be fancy, but it should make you feel motivated and inspired. And then mix things up. Doing the same types of creative work or following the same process every day can lead to boredom and blockages. Try mixing things up by starting a new creative hobby or project. Learning a new skill, taking an online course, reading a book, or consuming other media related to your field. New input will lead you to new ideas and inspiration. I want you to step away from your usual routine and expose yourself to new concepts and ways of thinking. And again, practice mindfulness. When you spend just a few minutes a day focused on your breathing and the present moment, that will do wonders. I always repeat the mindfulness part because it is so important. It will help you to reduce stress and anxiety and boosts focus and concentration. A calmer, more centered mind is ripe for creative thinking and problem solving. Make mindfulness a habit over and over again and your creative flow will flourish. Mindfulness and those techniques are very important and they are a part of the flow state. Staying inspired and maintaining your creative flow. So if you want to cultivate consistent creativity, you need to actively work at staying inspired and maintaining your creative flow. So here, I want to share a couple of tips with you. Feed your mind. Expose yourself to new ideas and subjects that spark your curiosity. Read books on creativity, design, art, or whatever fuels your passions. Follow industry leaders and influencers on social media. That's at your fingertips. Travel to new places. All of these things will help stimulate your mind and boost inspiration. Limit distractions. We have too many of them. Everything around us is consistently trying to distract us, consistently trying us to purchase or to look at something else. So there is so many things that actually pull us away from being focused. Minimize notifications on your devices and try to avoid multitasking. We spoke about that in previous episodes. Multitasking is a myth. Find a quiet, distraction-free place to work on creative projects. When your mind is cluttered with too many things vying for your attention, it's hard to achieve a flow state. Keep an idea journal. Jot down any fragments of ideas, thoughts, or inspirations that come to your mind. They might seem insignificant at the time, but can lead to breakthroughs later on. Review your idea journal regularly for connections and threads you can build up on. Some of the most innovative ideas have come from combining unrelated concepts. Step away and recharge. Take regular breaks to rest your mind and body. Go for a walk outside in nature. Exercise releases dopamine, which boosts mood and creativity. A change of scenery can help you gain a new perspective. And stepping away from a problem for a while often allows the solution to reveal itself. Don't forget to collaborate and connect. Bouncing ideas off others or collaborating on a shared project is a great way to spark new inspiration. Surround yourself with people who share your passions and interests. Their energy and enthusiasm will motivate you, and together you can achieve more creative breakthroughs. Following these tips will help ensure a steady stream of inspiration and allow your creativity to flow freely. Keep practicing and make nurturing your inspiration a habit. With consistent effort, you can overcome any creative block and reignite your passion for creating. So that was what I wanted to talk to you about. We did this very quickly, but I wanted to explore the creative block and how to reignite your inspiration. You have to remember that creativity is a muscle that needs exercise, just like any other one. Make time for it daily and try techniques like brainstorming and mindfulness to tap into your creative flow. Stay curious, keep exploring, and don't be afraid to fail. That is what children do. They are consistently curious, and sometimes things take them longer. They might not always sussy out the way to do it or the most effective and efficient way to do it, but they have fun doing it. They have fun because they don't think about all the things that we think about when we approach problems or when we approach a difficult conversation or whatever it might be that we have a challenge with. So by staying curious and being inspired from a curious place, very often it's not only that we find better ways, but also we enjoy it much more. And all of a sudden it can become a journey of fun, even if we are facing difficulty, adversity, or challenges. So stay curious. That's important. Your best ideas are waiting to be discovered with consistent effort if you find the ways to unblock and to get unstuck. So I want you to take action, start that new project, pick up a creative hobby, or simply observe the world around you with childlike wonder and curiosity. Don't let perfectionism or comparison stop you. Your unique vision is needed in the world, and in the world of storytelling, we all have a story to tell, so you have to keep going. You have to surprise yourself and create something amazing. The only limits are the ones that you set in your mind. So I want you to go out there, be curious, get unstuck, and be creative. I hope that this was something of value. Please rate, leave some comments, connect to me. My contact details are in the podcast description. Please share the podcast, help us keep growing, where we meet like-minded people, where we come together at face value, and where we try together to become better at this thing called life. I hope you have a fantastic week. I hope that you had a great weekend and that you go into the new week energized. Be curious, be out there, get unstuck, and I hope that this will be a wonderful week for you. This was Daniel Craig Johnson, your host on the Success Blueprint. Take care.